First of all, I'm interviewing Mr. Davis Twyman, who has been a native of Madison County and Syria.
Right around Syria.
All his life. Okay.
Been here all my life.
Right. Now, Mr. Twyman, you having lived here all your life could tell us something that we don't know. Did the people that lived in Big Meadows, like the Weekleys and the Burkers and so on, where did they do their shopping? Down here?
They done some of it over to Kiblinkers. We at the foot of the mountain. Stanley? Yeah, Stanley.
Yeah.
And they done a lot of it out over here to come here from both sides.
Uh-huh.
And then come up on top of Gorda Page. Sometimes they come down here.
But how would they come down?
Walk.
They'd walk.
Some of them had old horse, sometimes most of them walked.
Was there a mill here that they could bring their flour, to get flour made?
Down below here, but this old house here had a mill on one time, but 93 washed away when that flood was here.
Oh.
The whole house was flooded one time. And we had a mill here, made flour, and my father, his young days run the mill.
Is that right?
For his father.
And then when the mill was flooded out, they didn't repair it?
Washed it away.
Well,
undermined and fell over.
Yeah, and there was no.
1892.
Then how did the people get their flour?
Well, it was milled all down below here. We got the mill and the mill. We had one time Madison County 15 or 20 mills. And today we ain't got a mill in Madison County. I know, come on. At the grinder.
Isn't that something?
But I remember when I had meals, you know, when bottom of Nickel's father went nailed his nail. Round not spareable.
Yeah.
Fletcher had a big nail. We got plow now. Then that plow down this way on down to Orange Line. On the river down there was a big mill called Gillum's Mill.
Mm.
They made a lot of plow. But we had mills around here, corn mills, driving your corn, but didn't all of them make flour.
Yeah, uh-huh. Did the people come here to buy their kerosene and things like that they needed?
They come over here to the store. I don't want to need it back in them days, except for the lamps.
Yeah, right.
Or for no gas. The first gas come over here to see it was brought down a drum.
Mm-hmm.
The car, first car. Was up in here, belonged to a man on the store at Ford.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a long time ago.
That's right, that was a long time ago. So, you had quite a bit of contact with people like the Burkers and the Weekleys.
Well, like, I'd see them. They used to go to this church down here, and we were talking to my aunt to the Big Mother, and sing on the night meetings they had them days. Horses went to it, nothing but horses to the road. And these Burkers would come down and sing for them, their great singer, Richards.
Really?
Mother Richards up in Richardtown, they called it.
Where was that?
On above this door, you could keep up the old joint, right on the old joint by.
Oh.
Richardtown goes right to the highway, went right to Richardtown.
Uh-huh.
And there was, old man Richard was a preacher, had a preacher in a bed or something, did you see?
Mm-hmm. In other words, they were pretty God-fearing people, right?
Well, they were, yeah. They were, made a living. That's on the way you didn't go and get tickets and stamps and things them days. On the way you had to do a twit make.
Right.
They made shingles, field bark, made ties.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Made a lot of shingles. That Richard did. Had a team all shingled all the time.
Well, did people in town here buy those shingles from them?
Well, a few of them would, but most of them went out below. Big farmers buy them, cover the barns.
Yeah.
Houses, cover the barns.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And that they were made the richest, most of it, shingles was made the East old man Richard Hanneman, people all around I would make shingles. And he'd buy them and sell them the goods back.
Was that part way up the mountain, Richard's place?
Yeah, it's right on the turnpike up here, going right there, it's the foot of the mountain.
Oh, right at the foot of the mountain.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did he did Richards have like a store there too?
Store?
Yeah.
Very small store. He didn't, I don't think Drummers even went up by, but he wasn't buying stuff at these big stores.
Uh-huh.
And sell it.
Yeah.
And he just got to believe mountain people most, you know, trade them, shank them. Peel bark, we haul all our bark over here, went to Blue Ray Diamond in them days.
Yeah. That was a long distance to take it.
Well, it was. At one time they bought all the bark, but peeled over here, they bought up Stanley. Shuler's. You ever hear Shuler's and Stanley?
Yeah.
Man, Shuler run a place down and bought bark for the Blue Ray Diamond. And we hauled it over. Then they loaded on a car and carried it down Blue Ray. But it was too much of a trip for us to make one day. I mean, one day over and one back the way we went, all bark.
Oh, really?
Only meant to go one way.
Where would you stay overnight then?
They'd hold on the wagons and barns, and then where would you stay? Lay down and sleep in a hotel there.
That wasn't now very comfortable.
Oh, you're better than I do today, my way. But it's true. But there was a lot of bark peeled through. In fact, all the chestnut bark was cut out.
When the chestnut blight hit, then the people didn't have so much to trade, did they?
Didn't have what?
That much to trade so that they could buy things.
No. My father was a house builder, contractor, kind of small contractor. And I've heard him said, old people talk about what we're going to do to cover our barns with and build fence, just as all die. Not all your rail fences out of chestnut. And covered all the houses with shingles. And the shingles come from the chestnut. Good timber make shingles in there. Others make rails to build fences. And they wondered what this is going to do to cover the houses with. I remember back to all the houses 80 years. Go through, you ever cover a shingle? I don't know of old shit or nothing, know why I got shingled on today, but a few years ago back there was some old barn, cow shed, too, you had shingled on. Made out of chestnut.
Yeah.
Was made right back in the mountain. But they got the roofing started in, what they call galvanized roofing. And we got to put them on. We got old man by name of Tanner Jack, colored fellow from Stanley. They come over here and stayed over there for weeks and weeks and put on a roof for people. That was his business. Maybe not about near Stanley. Newmarket, Marksville. You know where that's at?
Yeah.
That's why he was there, because Marksville. Tanner Jack, we called him, I don't know what his name was.
Yeah.
He'd make people go and sit somewhere the night and talk with him. Uncle Jack always would make me a cup. And I've been a supervisor one time after. And he said when they told me on deck that he'd make, he said, now I want a handle on it. There'd be no cup to put a handle on it, there'd be no cup. And I got come from Marksville.
Yeah. with the people coming down here, did you all have much chance to talk with them? And
not too much, no. Meet them at the store, and most of them people take about all day. Come down the store and sit a couple of hours, buy the stuff, put it on the back wall and all.
Yeah, you never went up there to visit them at all?
I was up here now. I used to haul stuff out of the wagon. It's great, but potato raisers, cabbage raisers. And then I used to, fellas used to buy a load of cabbage up on, I'd go up on all of my load of potatoes.
Who would you get those from? Do you remember?
We got most of them, potatoes. Well, John Wheatley's.
Uh-huh.
The Wheatley's one's the cabbage. John Wheatley, and Emmett Wheatley.
Yeah.
You got this out of the Big Meadows.
That's right.
About the farm school.
Uh-huh.
And old man Burke lived by, he was a red man to raise potatoes. He was a religious man. To tell the tale of it, I used to, I mean, that much Burke's, and he had a garden, and he had a walkway right down through the garden, and right to hear that walkway was a yard, another yard, and there was a window there. And he had on each side of this driveway down through the had parsnips. And I like parsnips, you know. And I said, what's good? Well, as soon as you get teeth, I want a mess of cats. He said, all right, when his wife was about to head in the yard. And I said, something about to make it a good wine. Man, she let in then. Oh, you getting on them here now? They were religious people, you know. And you know, they wouldn't even let me have a mess when I went home. Said, you can make wine out of me. You don't care to hear. I said, I ain't make wine. I like wine, but I'm having to cook. Never gotten on the way. I'll never forget. I tell people about it yesterday about old Miss Barker when she come out that book up the pastor's bed. And he made a lot of cabbage. He made cabbage up by a whole cabbage up by one head. I remember a man out of the store picked it out when I drove up the wagon. 18 pounds of cabbage did weigh.
My goodness.
And it was just a hard, good, you know, the mountain cabbage was good cabbage in the day.
Yes, it was good cabbage, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And after they left my father, I'm using the park thing that we never used to get no cabbage or nothing out of the park after that.
Now, do you recall how much you paid for that cabbage?
I didn't buy them, these merchants buy them. I think they paid them something like 5 cents, 4 and 5 cents a head. Head, then they paid us off of a team, and I drove it when I found all of my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Low feather said it would be a March coat. Take a load of cabbage out that day, the big crowd March coat, sell them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they cast some potatoes along, sell them to local people.
Yeah.
Back in them days.
Yeah.
And they were most of the week. Barker that raised potatoes was one herd of by West Surrey. He raised a lot of potatoes. I got potatoes in his place.
Oh.
They used them. West Surrey had a new ground cleaned up out there. He had a little fun school right at the end of this double top mountain. And they had it in potatoes. And they'd come down here and sell them to the merchant out here and trade it out, you see.
Yeah.
And I, merchant give me to go up and bring them out for me.
Yeah.
See, I'm better you can bring them out.
Yeah.
And the forest would come sort of early about and they have to dig them, you know. They dig the potatoes and put them in pogs. Very big pogs up that high. Then they take this old chestnut bark around the tree, set up all around them. Cold dirt up on it, keep them freezing. Well, it'd be late before we'd go out, but then we'd have to pull all that down, pull it back, you know, and get the potatoes out. But they were spread, we'd get up on town and get them, you know.
Mm.
And they'd cover them up by dirt for a minute.
You'd go up with a wagon?
With the wagon. Oh,
wasn't it hard to go up there with a wagon?
We used the pipes, though, up the pipe. Pipe kept them to chase down. Then we come down what we call face all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Come back down another way with us.
Yeah. Right.
And people lived, I don't say people down here lived, but they went out around Madison Courthouse and all some of them went up high to down the railroad. Some of them said, oh, I'm the culprit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they lived on.
Yeah.
Beans. Made barrels of beans.
Oh, yes. Yes.
They'd have beans, pick them when they got dry, you know. Put them in out there, and then I want it down there. Color.
Mm.
Put them in boxes to cook.
Mm.
Beans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what color beans was. I know what white beans. All kinds of that. And that bean them days they called the bird egg bean. You ever hear of it?
No.
It was a speckled bean. Good big round speckled bean.
Bird egg bean.
That's what they called them.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people had them, and they bought more than any others always, a little almost now.
Oh.
I don't know if it's any better, but a lot of people want some birdies. So.
They were a lot better than you can buy in the store now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did any people from this area drive their cattle up to Big Meadows?
Car.
Cattle.
Oh, yeah. All these big farmers. I grazed all this Blue Ridge Mountain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
On this side, and most of the people that grazed that Blue Ridge Mountain were the pig people, long,
yeah. Yeah.
Bidler. You ever hear Bidler?
Yeah.
Old man Bidler?
Yeah.
You didn't know him?
No, I didn't know him. No.
Old man Bidler had faced up. We have a man Brown over here, married a bottle woman over up near Stanley. Am I now? You know where the pull out used to get?
Yes.
I didn't mind the pull out.
Uh-huh.
by them.
Yeah.
And he died here last year, and I heard the other day she was in her home or somewhere now.
Oh.
The old Biden owned that one daughter.
Well, they would take the cattle up that road, up that turnpike?
Yeah. We had a man over here with a commission of revenue one time, was it from Madison? A man moved up. Anyway, he used to drive cattle from Madison, Codex out here, which is about 8 miles from here, with two shepherd dogs. He'd take 18, 20 head of cattle up here and come back down to the pitcher place. If they take it in Nichols Hall, they call the pitcher place. You ever remember where? Right close to Skyler died.
Yeah.
He used to have, he had land up there. He cleaned it from the park, come along, and never had no tiger to it. And then, well, half of them did, but some of them long, fully long. Some of them claimed it and got it somewhere or another. But there's so much land up there, but they used and had some of it fenced. But yet when the park come along, they had no title to it, you know.
Yeah.
They never got it.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually broke up the farmers in Page County of Grady.
That's right.
They fed them down home and drove them up on the city of Potter's Catamount.
Yeah.
Oh, don't know, the old man was big long, used to carry cattle off by to tell me where he was. He ate the protein on cattle.
Mmm.
Big long.
Yeah.
And he had a boy over here 6 to 8 years ago. You know, had a boy, what was his name? I don't know what his name. But he come over and buy a couple of them, they had a cattle. And big long.
Mmm.
And 100 of them would go over here to Page. And 100 of them would go to cut all out of the farm.
Yeah.
He used to go and stay about a week or all the farm and buy yellow. You know, half old stuff.
Yeah.
And he'd drive them across the mountain.
Boy, that's rough on the cattle.
They were, they
yeah.
But they tied them. Most of these fellas over here would drive them home, they'd come up by them. Then they'd give these fences to somebody, so much eye out to their little
thing.
Causing 2 or 3 of them get together and drive them right the old bike, you know, understand?
Yeah.
New Market, I mean, not New Market, Market Fair.
Yeah.
And that's where most of the alarms lived in, they were having nests.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you said the Barkers used to come down and sing at the church.
Yeah.
Did the Weekleys or the Woodwards or any of them?
The Weekleys come some, but the Richards and Barkers were the most people come to Oliver Church, which was the Methodist.
Yeah.
And they would come out, they used to have big meetings at night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have them no like they used to have.
No.
But down here, this olive, the horses be tied down, you spread the walk through them, it's tied everywhere. And they'd come down here and sing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Christian people.
Yeah.
And they called us that Christian, I read them.
Really were.
Pretty good old people.
Did the Barkers move down here then when they moved out of the park? Or do you know where they went?
Well, it wasn't many old Barkers here when the park was taken. In fact, there's some young Barkers, and they moved out somewhere in that, I don't know, went to build these homesteads, you know.
Yeah, from, Wolftown.
Yeah, Wolftown, and I'll give it on Madison to that. And some of them Barkers landed in that younger fella. But the old man Barkers had come to these churches, they all was passed away. The old woman that we have no partner, she and her husband passed away before the park thing did.
Oh,
she never got nothing out of life at the park.
Yeah, right. What was the reaction of the people here in Syria when the people from the mountains moved down? Were they accepted?
Well, very good, yeah, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the quality, the way they live?
Yeah, they were a bit different from the way you all were.
Well,
their customs were different.
In a way.
Their education wasn't as good.
No, they had no schooling.
No.
And but they got along with everybody. Everybody liked them.
Mm-hmm.
Very plain people.
Yes, they were.
And then we had a lot of. We have a lot of Dyes. You ever hear the Dyes? Dye.
Yeah.
They come from Maine here in the wartime. You got started up there around the rag, old rag post office.
Uh-huh.
And that mountain got full of dyes. And there a lot of them living up in here.
Oh.
Young dyes.
Uh-huh.
And they were good people. They make baskets, axe handles. Run them out at the store and count anybody to sell them. They turned them on the back and see them go down the road.
And they're still there.
Yeah. I tell you, I had a sister went to school up in Pennsylvania. Up in the Pennsylvania. No, she went here. I think she went to Boston once. Anyway, she had a friend. I tell you, in Pennsylvania, she was a nurse, that my sister was. And she brought a woman him up in Massachusetts. New Hampshire. One of them states up in my right close to that dude. She come home with her one time. She's a very plain woman. She's a nurse. Around, I would say, 20, 30 years old. And we lived out here at the store on that big house next to the store.
Oh, yeah.
And Papa and I were sitting out talking one day, so I know it was true. I would not. But these dyes went out the road. And they had that baskets on the back. And the dyes come before she lived up in New Hampshire.
Oh.
Don't that join the...
Yes, it does.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Come to New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And said, what's wrong with them people? He said, they're dyes. Well, they must have come from our state. That's what the father thought. So the next morning she wanted the horse. I think Papa went with her, one of my sisters. Went up in here and she visited the dyes. And she found out that where they come from by the talk she said in the tree they had.
Same
things they have a tone.
Uh-huh.
Talk like them, got ways like them.
Yeah.
And come find out the first time come here and skipped the army in command when the war was.
Yeah.
And he stayed here in this mountain dirty knives and went and had these families and ready to devil out of knives.
Yeah.
Good people.
Yeah.
All mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Sawmill. Grist mills.
Yeah.
The most in it.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, speaking of people coming from places, where did the Twymans come from?
The Twymans down between here and Holland, down Twymans Mill.
Yeah.
That whole section in this book tell you about them now. They owned a slew of land now one time.
Yes, I mean, do you recall when they first came to this country?
No, I can't. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Early though,
yeah.
About old farmer died way back before I heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're English, I think.
Sure, that's an English name, right.
Mm-hmm. They come from England.
Yeah, right.
And why they settled, I don't know. But see, me, they settled down around Norfolk, Richmond. Down in that day. Mm-hmm. I think the first ever, but they started down Twyman's Mill. And that was a lot of them. And there wasn't no great big family at Twyman. I think my father, we in our family had 9 children. It's got to be in Twyman that much.
Wow, that's a lot of children.
It was, but most of the family them days, the people raised them in there. They get too quick.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to have, you know, raised big families.
Sure, right.
I had an aunt. She was a McCullough. And I think she had 9 or 10 children, 10 of them. But they don't have no more too.
Yeah.
Take all these grazes over here, the young ones, they all, one of them got one child, the mom two, not over two, not.
Yeah.
The Page people, we got a lot of people over here come Page, come, I don't say they come Page, come Rockingham, all over in the cuts.
Yes.
In the grazes, all come Page County.
Yeah.
That's the way they got over here when the pike is built and followed that pike over here and got to buy land and you thought it was going to be a big thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So back in there was Woodtown and Blow Creek built a kite.
Mm-hmm.
Kites and grazing and owned a lot of territory.
Sure.
One time.
Yeah.
You know, when they left all the old country. But then you know, always told me that's the way these bunch of grazing over here got over here for coming up there and putting up a barn. And they changed the stage horses out of I read No Man Graves Run, that fellow tell me for years. Old Bond Stanley, I think he is.
Oh. How about when Hoover, President Hoover, was looking for a place to have his camp? Was there much interest here in Syria?
Well, yeah, they got the army, you know, state of building up. And there was always a bunch of soldiers out at this door.
Yeah.
Like all the time. But the way that Hoover got the camp here, he sent a bunch of fellas up here to Charlottesville. Almar County picked out a place up there, but they didn't like it. I don't know, got back on some run about it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't like it. And they come back in Madison and stayed all night there. Them days of driving by train or bus. Mm-hmm. Not bus, but no bus, horses. And they had a man over here by the name of Thomas Early.
Mm-hmm.
You heard of Early?
Yeah.
And he stayed up here while the Hoover camp was. Half his time, his people had some land up our great camp. And Thomas Early never did work. Always had some good moan about work. And he stayed upon the feast staff this time. Camp up there. Kept people up horseback. The only way you kept bugging horseback then was no road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they fellows cabinet up who was stayed all night out here at Madison, John Hall's hotel. And they was telling Mr. Hall around the place what the business was, you know. And told about to have been over on Alma picked up this place, but they were suit. We don't know what it's going to do. So he, Mr. Hall, said, I'm going to call a man in here. Has been up here to Wallace, the Hoover camp here now. Wasn't no Hoover camp in there.
Yeah.
They called it the Wallace place, I think. The Wallace is on there, somebody. And Mr. Early come over and talk with them. And they said, day, I think he's coming back up here and go horseback with him up to this, what's that now, Wallace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we got, I don't know if we punished the horse, but people around here had a horse enough for them all to ride up. So they picked out that and made his camp.
Uh-huh.
But Thomas Early was the head of it. He's the man that had been to him that went on back and went back to Alamar.
Yeah.
He knew all that. And he didn't do nothing but fish and hunt and meet people. He didn't put people come in the county. He'd glad to meet them, take them out and show them all over the country.
Uh-huh. Were you all proud to have Camp Hoover here, or did you resent it?
No, I think it was satisfied, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, Hoover, he wasn't blamed for the hard luck he had, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not for the people, had a drought just like we had, you know, with
us. Right.
And then he got dull, no, I don't think, because he used his politics, you know, and most of the people thought a lot of Hoover.
Right.
He was a good man.
He was a good man.
But they built this road down near the Hoover Bridge. We call it the Little Syria. That mountain with holes.
Mm-hmm.
Holes in by that old horse of mule or something. Just bam. Find y'all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they built it for Ed Chapman's house supervisor, and he was a Republican. He fought hard for it. He stepped in and he worked them. Give him $1 a day. But they worked night and day down here to get Hoover's road in time.
Yeah.
So that's the way that road got up there.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Camp Hoover?
Up here? Oh, I used to go by the camp for years. We used to go by this summer.
Mm-hmm.
We could go right to the camp, you know, but we go as far as it allowed.
Yeah.
But since he left, I had been, as the old building started going down, you know, I went across a couple of times.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. And they're fixing it up now. Somebody said the vice president's been up a couple of times.
He spends almost every weekend there.
Does he?
Right.
Very good man, I think. I like you didn't talk.
Mm-hmm. And he's there almost every weekend. And so it's still a beautiful place.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The woman who's living out here now, her father owned that land. The Hoover camp was on.
Oh, really?
She owned it. She was she married a man out here in the plumbing business.
Uh-huh.
She worked at the bank one time. And she's out here turn off and just get the house down the road, which is a common place now, aren't you working at the husband on and daughter?
Mm-hmm.
I just can't think of anything. That wasn't a Wallace place back in there somewhere, but that wasn't built on the Wallace place. It's built on this woman's. I'm telling you about her father on that land back in there.
Uh-huh.
And he let the government ask for that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's the way the Hoover camp got over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I understand Madison gave him a great big party because
after the end, yeah.
Did you go to that party? Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Worried for the government that time.
Yeah.
I worried. It didn't come up out of the bun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a proper turnout that time.
That must have been a wonderful party.
We had some of the climate in Charlottesville, the mother's home, said all night to go to it. Well, strong Democrats had to come down with that. It took a lot of Hoover.
Well, they say that Hoover was very touched by having this party for him.
I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He and his wife did a lot for the mountain people.
They was.
Yeah. And they started a school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In his eyes now, the great woman. I like her.
Yes.
She's a great woman.
Yeah.
It's like.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a lot of good
ones. Yes, we have. Did the Burkers ever mention anything about the Hoover School that you know of?
The Hoover School is right down close down, you know.
That's right.
Burkers, yeah.
Yeah.
He caught a possum. It used to be in the paper. You remember that?
That's right.
As a Burka boy.
That's right.
Caught it and gave it to us too, and it was in papers and magazines and everything.
And that's why they started the Hoover School.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that Burka boy, I think he went down, he sold cars for a man named Gulf up that sold cars. And I used to buy stuff there, and I got to know him. And he called me after that one night for the peacock. I had peacocks getting on there, and I had them. And he told me, that if I don't do something much climbing the next few days, he's thinking on moving. I know why, boy. Went up west somewhere. Left because I went up west. But he never did come and get the peacock, and I never get them more of it, so he must move up west.
Yeah.
And he was a worker.
Miss Yowell, Lucy Yowell.
Yeah.
Now that's a name from Madison County. Was one of the teachers there at Hoover School. Did you know her?
Lucy Yowell. I don't know what her name is. It's Lucy Yowell. Madam Yowell. Oh, yeah.
No, she married one of the Marines at the camp.
Yeah.
Ahoy Falk. She married him. But she taught there, and I was thinking maybe
well,
my...
another woman taught there, who was she?
Yeah, I
after
can't...
After that.
Yeah, I can't...
a name woman.
I can't think of her name.
That I used to know them, you know.
Yeah.
Just by, I never meet them, but you'd see them and hear people talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
They had a good school up there one time.
Yes, it was a good school.
And it would have really helped them people.
Right.
I think the government back at the county didn't have much to do with it, I think that...
Hoover's paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they paid for it themselves entirely, yeah. Now, with the people having come back, having moved down here, how many of them moved into Syria, do you know?
Right around in here. No, I don't know if any of them did, boys, I know. The fact they all went to these homes here.
Yeah.
They had about 20 or 30 homes over here, that homes here.
Yeah.
And they had one in Wooktown, and they had about 10 mountains too.
How about Boot Corbin?
Now,
he moved down here, didn't he?
Yeah, but he never did that. Most of these people that moved out there, stayed out there a while, and they had these places over there, stayed out so long, and they don't know them, you know.
Yeah.
But they had a right to sell them or trade them to somewhere in that, I don't know how to put it. A lot of them sold them. bought homes of their own, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of them live out there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the houses back and forth, but they've been bought from these people that moved out of the park.
What has Boot Corbin found to do as far as work goes, do you know? What has Boot Corbin found to do as far as work goes?
He found nothing. You mean he's never done nothing, just opened my house to house rent, you know, rent land. He never had owned nothing. But he raised a bunch of money. They live over here on Grace's place now. And he's got a boy over grown man now. He's 38, 35. He got 2-3 nice cows and boy.
Oh.
Up down Grace.
So the boy's growing up all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever think, Boo?
I don't think I want to.
What?
From what you all were saying the other day about him, I don't think that. No.
I don't know. They get in trouble sometimes, but not a road, but somewhere other trouble, you know, fighting or something like that. Them boys used to, but I never hear nothing of it the moment it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But old Boo seems to be pretty honest. I was over to Orange. Boots used to make hampers. I got old hamper here in my truck to Boots made. We made two of them at the same time. I was over to Orange in a hardware store. And Boots left here one time, went way down low in the car and moved down there and worked for some man down there. Lived on his farm. And I was over in this hardware store, which I bought my machine from this man. And Boots was in there, and Boots was trying to buy a knife to make baskets. It was $2 or something a night them days, was all, but it was a big heavy night. And the man called me aside and said, here's a man in here, must climb up the muscle for you there. His name was Coffee. And he wants to buy a knife for me for $2, and I think $2 for it, and said he'd pay me for it next week or week after next to make faster. So I saw Boot didn't have that. I mean, on the store. And I told the man, for it, I know, never heard of Boot. What he paid his debt, that's all I know. It's no harm in Boot. And if he tells you to pay, I think for it, I know he'll pay you. So I sold the man out and said, call me, finally come back, pay him for the night. Bought me some hampers, I sold him. And my Boot raised right to my family. And he just moved, he's been on and on, raised his place 3 or 4 times, moved a lot.
Well, why did Mr. Graves say that he wished that Boot had stayed in the mountains and not come down here?
Why'd you get that from my store?
Yeah. Why did he say that?
I never heard him say that. I never did that.
Yeah.
All the Graves has criticized anybody. You know, through talking, just fooling and talking. But they like labor, they like Boot, I think. He had a bunch of boys and worked, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard him talk to fellas like that. Them days you could talk to labor that way. You never pay no attention. They could quit those somebody else.
Oh. Okay, well, that makes me feel better. Yeah.
But Boot, I don't think Boot's that a bad thing. They're just people that don't mix up nobody much.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys, too, the boys work good. Tell the boys don't work much. They drive home. Now Boots is running on Social Security and his wife. And one of them boys, they run out of live on no check most of them work, but the other got the cows. He works by his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Sells the corn. And cows were on grave to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he works here, he stayed here, worked the hell up. Part COVID. I like mine.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a name of them boys. Taking tools out of tractors and things, you know, to work for people, but I don't know. I ain't Boot done it yet. I mean, Frank done it yet, too. I don't pay no
attention.
I used to get afraid and say, them damn common boys do better than a guy. But they wasn't that bad.
Unlike the people of the mountains, they didn't steal.
No.
They were very, they realized that if you stole, you were going to be ostracized.
Yeah.
So.
There was we had a lot of them back here in Nichols Island about a few years later to kill people, not to call them. But we had sis, and then Lady Sis,
mm-hmm.
and them the old man of Lake killed two or three people there, but he never poured much time for it. He evacuated somewhere now.
Good heavens, do you know why he killed them?
Well, he killed one over here. Always heard it over here above Nellis. They used to have on Sunday's house lifting rocks. You would lift most of the best man, that's the way they called it, what you'd have, you know, just out like you said.
Sure.
And they fell out over that rock lifting, and ball went to coach, you know. Called the other man out lifting or something, they killed him. But there was back in Nichols Island, back in on the Haywood, you call it, or Hawksville.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be some pretty tough ones back in now.
Mm-hmm.
They'd done all the damage between themselves and by then it would come out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, old man Layton's sister was up there, a daughter married a boy. And I think it was Layton had a daughter married a boy, and the boy was sitting there at the fireplace. And old man Layton, he just dry wood and lay down the fire and made his fire next morning, you know. And this boy kept throwing a piece on, make a light so he could see. He told him not to keep doing that. He'd done it a couple of times. He shot himself by talking to the wood fire. I mean, I know. Mr. Graves, it was shot last Saturday night. Mr. Graves didn't go up under the next deed. Graves, over the old man Graves, was the deputy sheriff at that time. Sympathized three, four fellas, and what my boy, nothing. The boy, no trouble. You walked on out, he said, in that handcuff. They give them back in them days, them old people. About a little time, but they didn't serve much of it.
Mm-hmm.
But things like that. Now they always put up a good tale.
Yeah.
And they never punished them.
Yeah. Well, really, all of that area on this side of the mountain is considered Madison.
Yeah.
And all the people up there in those mountains felt they lived in Madison County.
They what?
They felt they were part of Madison County.
Well, the line was just run between the Page and Madison County, that line, you know, about 5, 6, 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the last line to run any way the water went was the line. They didn't run no particular line.
Uh-huh.
Up here, the Black Rock up here, on that, the Y, we call it, up to Big Meadows,
mm-hmm.
That big hotel back there. Now that's in Page, but all this side let the water run this way along to Madison, and Page had always claimed it. But the running line, they got all right where Big Meadows is now. Most all of that was in Page one time, they thought.
Yeah.
But when it separated, they made a line. Any way the water runs, it comes to a ridge, and while the water goes that way, then flying up.
Oh, I see.
That's the way they got the line today, I think. They were put up top of it, I'd say, 10, 11 years ago, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When the first time I did my exit.
Yeah.
They didn't until after the park.
Yeah.
They were only in the park a long time. And then they got so, they wanted more tax money in Madison County. Yeah. What I mean, they wouldn't get much tax money, so the Wellbound found that paid people would get all this land, you know, and they got it for tax.
Oh.
Same way between Rappahannock and Madison, they just run a line between them two counties here a few years ago, 7, 8 years ago. And they over here Peoria. Yeah, we're over in a man's field on up to his bottom. Stand at the line out there.
Mm-hmm.
Between Rappahannock and Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of change that way, isn't it?
Yeah. Sure. Did your sheriff mind going up into the hollows?
Sure. We had a lot of revenue officers in there.
Yeah.
That would be they would be pointed sometimes, sheriff pointed them tough fellas, you know, and get a mean man. And sheriff would go with them, maybe. We had one by the name of Dirty, and one by the name of something else. Come over, one of them come over in Green, but they were afraid of the devil. They'd go out and get a man for murder.
Because those hollows could be pretty rough places.
Oh, there was, yeah, there was.
Mm-hmm.
But there was people that could be very easy. They hardly ever put up a battle in murders.
Yeah.
When they pinned them down pretty close, they give up quick.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that old man, if I shot a man in the garden working him, Corbin, shot old man by the name of Corbin. He was a Nichols man. He had John Nichols. rolled on the road and was working the garden, shot it for reporting for moonshine. And he went to coat. No, I mean, Rick, he done the shooting, he done on. He never even got off his horse, I think, done shooting on his horse. He went on home. Well, I had sheriff's orders. Nichols went on home, John, some of these little revenue officers around here wanted to go up and get him, but they're afraid to go out and get him. So these two regular government officers, John Hall was the sheriff at that time, John told him what bank to be, and they went out and brought him on that. But he wouldn't put up these little Jack Bate fellas we had around, pointed his deputy sheriff, you know, little fellas.
Mm-hmm.
That was John Nichols, shoved his man at the yard. But we had a lot of coal murders in the days.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot, but he doesn't come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
They didn't take no foolish in them old fields, you know. They didn't do it since you have a kid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And the first car, truck of I seen in my life, that's been about 60 years ago already. I saw it get spread over and had a tanner there. And they kept 40-50 mules to haul. I asked you about Kimball Hill today.
Yeah.
That was the station, railroad station.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, that station, a while kind of got then, they bought a truck just for the tanner busted up here. And we would haul a mark up there. And this truck just had been the culprit of it. And all the people around town, I was telling us, it's coming in here about 1 o'clock, 1:30, on the culprit, that below or something. But we stopped telling you while you turn off, you know, to come by us and wait to see it come up the road. It is down about 5 miles. Now that's the first truck ever I saw with a lot of swoop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the first car I ever saw was over here in Orange County, Somerset. Belonged to a man by the name of G.W. Newman. He was a New York man on the big mountain ranch over there. And he'd come in the weeks here sometimes in this big car, and we'd be hauling out with some horses, you know.
Sure.
And he'd just run a big track along the road to drink some hot dog along.
Yeah.
So we'd find that come along one day, and that was the first car. But
yeah.
First thing ever was a mountain. I don't know what year that was, but it didn't make that kind of phone call time, you know.
Yeah. Did you ever take advantage of all that nice moonshine that they used to make up there?
Oh, yeah, we have it.
That was good. They made good moon.
They made some good stuff, yeah. I used to get it for people out below here. Sure, not to share in particular, but the old people, these Twymans, great licking drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, Charlottesville, Fred Twyman, and old Doc Twyman down Twyman Mill, they both loved their liquor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd always ask me to get them 5 gallons of good apple pan and want some 50 to drink.
Right.
Good whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to get them, have it over at the house, and they'd come in and get it. And I tell you myself, but after the liquor store come on, I'm a drink them while I said
mm-hmm.
I've seen. Heard of it being made, you know. They got so the young ones, now the old people made good.
Mm-hmm.
But these young ones got to make it for the dollar, you know, and made it anyway. Now
yeah.
I'm not fit to eat.
Yeah, right.
There was a lot of it being made back here in this mountain.
There was a lot. Yeah. Well, after all, it was easier to carry a bottle than it was to carry a big basket of apples on a mule,
yeah.
So I don't blame them. I would have too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they worked up a lot of money. They never did have too much trouble with moonshine in this month. They'd catch one once in a while, but not too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll tell you what broke it up more than the other. We always figured that what broke it up. One would turn the other man. He'd make a little more than he did, and these young ones, you know, got up. And they'd report their own close friend, slyly, you know, they tried to do it.
Yeah.
And they got to catch them, so they got them so scared they wouldn't run up, mate.
Yeah.
At that time, they opened up the state for living, you know, and there never was much made out there. There's some made it, but not that you miss not much.
No. No, there's no chance to make it now. The mountains is pretty much all parkland now.
Yeah, it would look like they got, you know, you to look a little fool in there and took the mokers. They got sort of made them pots to tell me anything. Oh, I'm not much.
Yeah.
But all the time in the devil, I don't drink liquor.
Mm-hmm.
It was big land owners one time in the low end because of the politic people.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do nothing much. It was all handed down to them. And played politics and drink liquor and travel. Horseback all over the county, stay here tonight and somewhere else tomorrow night and talk. Had friends, everybody went over to Uptown.
Yeah.
Fred Twyman. Horse Twyman. That's all.
Yeah. Well, you know, your recollections have done a great deal toward helping complete the picture. We have had very sketchy knowledge of how the people reacted after they were moved out of the mountains. We really haven't known how they settled into a community, and you said that they settled in all right.
Yeah, the people that government moved out?
Yeah.
Yeah, they went in good home. The government had them built good home.
Yeah. And they were all able to make a living pretty well?
After they got out, well, they lived much better than they did back on the mountain. They got work out here around Madison, that big sawmill out there, and a lot of little jobs, you know. But they all done good.
Mm-hmm.
Most all of them that I know of.
Yeah. And their children then had a chance for an education.
Not a good school out there. That school never had no school back on the mountain.
Right.
But do you remember there used to be a toll gate between Powell Island?
Yeah.
You ever get that record of that?
Yeah.
I've always heard, which it was so, I think, that they moved so many of these people out of the park and had no permission to move them. And when they sent three or four trucks up out that park gate that morning to move that man out where kept the toll gate,
that's not true. It wasn't the man that kept the toll gate that had to be moved out like that. It was a fellow by the name of,
Don't be not around the toll gate?
Down below the toll gate at the Horseshoe Bend, he had a store.
Yeah.
And he refused to move.
Yeah.
And I've interviewed them. He's dead now, but his wife is still alive. And they had to finally send the sheriff in.
Well, the first thing they told me they had to do when they went back to Lou Ray, this CC boys, whoever they were, army, and told them they wouldn't let them do it. Come out with your gun and tell you to move them.
That's right.
Well, the Commonwealth looked over the books and they had no right to move a man out of there.
Yeah, yes, he did.
And they had to call Roosevelt or somebody in Washington, Congress, to pass a bill that they move these people. Never had been no law to move them out. They moved them in all that.
Oh, no. It was very definitely a law of condemnation that they were permitted to move the people.
Before the park was taken up, had a law of that.
That's right.
Well, I always heard it, but the way I'm telling you, you know.
Yeah.
I tell it to people sometimes, like I heard it.
Well.
They went up on the man and told them, it done moved them out all around there. I said, you moved nothing out of here.
You know how they finally got him?
No, I don't.
As I say, he had a store, and he also had a gas station in front of it. And so they came up in plain clothes and pulled up to the gas pumps. He came out to fill the gas pumps, and they put handcuffs on him.
Oh, was it? I didn't know it got that bad. I heard, that Congress had to make a law.
Mm-hmm. Congress had already passed the law. They passed that law years before.
Before that.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard it just like you. And they had to arrest him before he did give up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never heard that. I just heard it that he said, you got no right to move.
That's right.
He ain't gonna move nothing out of here.
That's right.
And they goes back to tell the Commonwealth what happened. They can't move him. Commonwealth looked at the book or something and said, well, come to the law again if they got no right to move.
Mm-hmm.
So it was called to Washington for the Congress to pass a bill overnight that they can move these people out. That's what I always said.
Now the lawyer, we were very fortunate to have a good lawyer who had worked it all out beautifully and had it all passed, because this is the first time in United States history that land had been condemned for park purposes where people already lived. And they had to get a special law passed for that. Yes.
Must have had to do that. As you said, they must have had it before this year happened. Because when they surveyed the park off, they're taking land on it, it's a wench, you know. So
that's
they said
right.
They must have had it. Nobody couldn't keep.
That's right. That's right. So this law was already passed, and he was the last one to be moved out of the park.
And
He fought them.
Did he live along on that highway, did he?
Right below where the toll gate was.
Yeah, down near that level down in there.
Down near that big horseshoe bend.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had a nice store there.
Well, now, the toll gate was out there, but what? Or was it where the toll gate had been?
That's where the toll gate had been up above
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Had been now, but it's all done away with.
The toll gate was done away with around 1928. No more toll gate.
Yeah, no more. It wasn't until 40-something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get them things, you know, how you get people talking about things like that.
Well, have you anything further to add to our history?
I was going up there. Ms. Brown lives up over here. I was going up by a few up by and talk to her. She was raised back here in this mountain.
Okay.
And, but I don't know if you want to go up or not. But she was raised here.